Now, in verse 4, we have a very remarkable verse. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. This is something that I think is quite amazing. The ox is used in Scripture again and again as an example to us. And the ox was a beast of sacrifice also. Speaking of Christ in sacrifice, and I think also in the wall. The ox was a sort of a servant man. The yoke was put upon him. Our Lord said he had a yoke too. And the question is asked, doth God take care for oxen, or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, doubtless, is written. Now, the ox was a strong animal. And fact of the matter is, he was the tractor and the sedan of the families in that day. They used the ox to ride to market or to town, and they used the ox to plow in the field. Now, the ox was a rather dirty animal. You had to clean the crib out. And the way to get rid of cleaning the crib, of course, is get rid of the oxen. And you have a clean crib, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. Now, this has a tremendous spiritual lesson for us. A great many folk try to solve the problems in a church where there's division and where there are cliques and groups. The way to do is to get rid of the certain groups. And sometime, the little clique are made up of those that are not what you would call good givers, are actually good workers. They're active, they're busy as termites, and probably with the same result. But they want to get rid of the people who insist on having Bible teaching. They insist that things be right and honest in the church. And the little clique doesn't like that. They oppose them. They're very bitter, you see, about it. So they get rid. They clean up the crib by getting rid of the oxen. But it's the oxen that are paying the bills. They're the ones that are giving. And they find out that they get in debt. May I say to you, you may have a member of your church. Maybe you don't like him because he's straight-laced. He's insisting that the Word of God be preached. He insists that there be Bible teaching. And you may not agree with him, but you better not get rid of him. If you do, you're in trouble. Because it's the ox that's going to pull the plow. And there's much increase. He's the one who's going to help you send missionaries to the field. He's going to help pay the light bill. It's pretty important, my friend, to find out who the oxen are around in the Lord's work. Now, I want to be very frank with you. I have a man. He's a very wonderful Christian. He and I have a lot of fellowship together. We play golf together. He lives in a distant city from where I am. And he gives to our program and gives generously. And you know, he disagrees with me about a lot of things. When we play golf, I like to play golf and not have my mind on something else. But he always wants to tell me, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You know, I could get rid of him easy. But you know, you don't want a clean crib. I don't mind dealing with a man like that because he's a wonderful Christian. And you know something, and I hope he's not listening in. He's right about half of the time. And I find out he gives me some good advice. And you just don't want to get rid of the oxen, friends. They're the ones pulling the plow. And that's pretty important. That's a great proverb, is it not?